Support for today's podcast comes from Bevo. Are you guys tired of hiding away because of razor bumps and ingrowns?
Yes.
And you know it's getting warm
out. It's so that season where we have to be smooth in all areas.
Right. Well, the Bevel Shaving System is the first and only shaving kit designed for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. And with Father's Day around the bend, you can surprise Pops or another.
Or Zaddy.
Yeah, Zaddy with the ultimate gift in personal care. Bevel, get $30 off a 90-day supply of the Bevel Shave System when you visit getbevel.com/lipservice. It's time for Dad or Zaddy.
Zaddy.
To start shaving smarter with Bevel. Lip Service. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have our very special guest with us, Miss Tiffany Reed.
Thank you for having me, lady.
Hey. Now, Tiffany was on the show So Cosmo that was on E.
Yes.
And you are the fashion editor?
Senior fashion editor.
Senior fashion editor.
Yes, you got to put that senior in there.
At Cosmopolitan Magazine, the one time we want to be called the senior.
You know? Exactly. Status.
All right, so we always start the show off with just a tip where we give some advice. Now, this is based off of Basketball Wives. We were watching Basketball Wives, and we saw that Evelyn wanted to give a makeover to someone on the show. Now, how do you suggest to somebody that they need a makeover without hurting their feelings?
It depends. Like, is this your homegirl? Do you really fuck with her? Or is it somebody who you might have ill intentions and you just want to call them out about it?
I'm not sure that's like her homegirl like that, but I don't know if she had ill intentions. She just felt like she had gained some weight. Here's the thing. Not only did she gain weight, but she gained weight because she had gotten pregnant, but then she had a miscarriage, and clearly she's like a little depressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel like she's not dressing appropriately because she's gained weight.
Well, and then they were saying that they went to a winery and she had on biker shorts.
Yeah.
So she kind of was like inappropriately dressed for the occasion.
And that's touchy. Like, how do you tell somebody
that? But that has nothing to do with weight gain, though. That's just she doesn't have a sense of style, right?
Right. I guess it's a combination.
Yeah. I mean, to me, if it's somebody who you really care about, I would pull them to the side, not do it in front of everybody, and say, listen, if you need some advice from me, I can help you. It's easy for me to say it because people come to me anyway about the advice.
Right,
because
you're
senior
fashion editor.
Right? It's not a problem for me to do it. Mm-hmm. But I do have some friends who, some I feel like they let go of their bodies, they're getting older and not working out as much, and they still want to wear the tight fitted things and it doesn't look the same. Right. I actually haven't had the guts to say it to my friend yet because I know she's going to feel offended by it.
Right.
But sometimes when I see her now, I'm like,
how do you
can't.
Do you, as a friend, do you let that go? Or as a friend, do you feel
no,
like
as a
you
friend, you
say
should
something?
Definitely say something. So I've been like, oh, let's change, or like maybe you should put this on over it. But when she comes out to meet me, it's bad to call the person when they're already out in the street.
Right.
They're
what
confident.
They
think they look good. Yeah. Don't call them out when they're already out. But if you guys are getting ready together, if she's texting you like, oh, I might wear this, what do you think of that? Then you should, you know, chime in and give the suggestions. But you never want to make somebody feel bad when they're thinking they're cute and confident.
And it's too late.
And then you
we're
shut the shit
in
down.
The club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think should suggesting something else is always the easier way to be like, well, maybe you should wear your hair like this instead of that wig, because
like, I have a friend who has a bad wig, too.
Oh, man.
But I tag her on people.
No.
Not the bad one. I tag her on the good one. So she's aware of like, okay, this is what it should actually look like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yours doesn't look like that.
Right.
Just to bring awareness, because people don't really know the
to
difference.
Bring awareness.
Listen, if you don't know any
so
better.
So you tag her with the good wig?
Does I she tag get her it? With good hairstyles, with the good, yes, it's an installment. So she understands the message there, yeah.
What about you, Steph? Have you ever had to tell a friend?
I've never had to tell a friend, but I just feel like the way they did it on that show, it was just in front of a whole group of people that she had just met.
Everybody was
that's ill intentions, though.
Yeah,
that's not
like,
her friend.
Right. She should have just been like, we're all going to get a makeover today. Everyone's going to get a makeover.
Right. You're going to make over.
Single her out. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's. I just feel like I've never had a friend where I feel like I give my friends advice. I feel like when I start hanging out with girls, they start copying the way I dress anyway, so you know, like, we're all friends.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you pick up style from your friends. I don't feel like it's them like trying to be like me.
Does that annoy you sometimes? Like, if you know you like something, like you go shopping with your friend and they go in and get the same shit you get?
That's annoying.
It's a little annoying. It is, but it's like, you know, I feel like if you're not gonna copy me, then who are you gonna copy? You know,
I guess you should take it as flattery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
But it's annoying if you guys are like the same size and you're going shopping and then you're like,
What's annoying is when people ask to borrow stuff. That's annoying. I can't stand lending out my clothes.
People ask me to borrow stuff all the time. Like, I just bought this skirt from the sample sale 2 days ago. Walked in, the girl walks in the restaurant. The girl's like, "Oh, can I borrow that for my vacation?" I'm like,
"No, that's crazy." Do you say no?
See, I have so much clothes. It's like, it doesn't really bother me.
It's like you're hoarding. You don't want to hoard it.
Yeah, so I don't mind as long as I get my shit back. But
yeah, I lend stuff out all the time, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, me too. I lend out stuff all the time, but it's a little annoying. Yeah.
You said you lend some stuff out?
Just recently, my niece went on vacation. A family member is getting married in DR, and my niece called me like, "Auntie, I want to come raid your closet." So... That's a little bit different
It's annoying when the friend isn't the same size as you and then tries to squeeze into it.
It comes back and it's like stretched out. Or you know what? Or when you have shoes that you haven't really worn like that and then people want to borrow your shoes because shoes get kind of messed up the more you wear them sometimes. But, you know.
Luckily,
I don't mind if it's like older stuff and, go ahead, wear it. All right. Now, what about, have you ever had a friend dressed too sexy around your man?
Yes. One time I had a bunch of girls staying. It actually wasn't my man. It was me watching it happen to a friend of mine. So we all were over. Her dude happened to be there, like group of us. He got a big suite. All of us, we had our own room. They had their situation. We're wearing like cool pajamas, like a t-shirt, sweats, like maybe leggings. This girl had on t-shirt, panties, like boy shorts, came out the room, like going to the kitchen and doing all this extra shit. And I'm looking like, if it was just the girls,
that's
like,
fine,
cool, but her man set this up. It's his situation, her situation, like, be respectful of that.
Did you feel like she did it on purpose?
No, I just don't. She's not self-aware. She's just a sexy person and always feels like she needs to be on at every moment. So I don't think it even crossed their mind.
What about you ladies? Girls, Gigi, I know you had girls just too sexy for your man before.
Yeah, but it was a little bit different because they were strippers, and strippers are always naked, so.
It's whatever.
They weren't fazed by it.
It never it didn't bother you?
No. I was just like, whatever, girl.
What did you see him looking?
When I had a roommate, you know, I got into a relationship with during the time that I was living with a roommate, and you know, it wasn't that she was dressed too, it's that she and I were so used to being naked all the time in the house, so it was just like it had to be a conversation. Like, I have a boyfriend now, so we have to wear clothes. You know,
that should be self-explanatory, though.
Yeah, but it did end up having to be a conversation because you know we were so, you know, it was both our place. You know what I mean? And we're so used to being naked all the time. Like, she would just come into my room. I'd be laying in the bed with my man, and like her titties would be out, and I'd be like, ah, she'd be like, oh my bad.
That's crazy. I know he was like,
so I mean, he was cool.
I like staying over here,
babe. We sleeping at your house tonight?
Go ahead, open the door. Come on in.
Yeah, and I know she wasn't doing it intentionally, you know what I mean?
I feel like, though, common sense would tell you, like, her man's here, let me put his shirt on.
No, but you know, that time she didn't know he was there.
Oh, she just popped in.
Yeah, that's another thing. We wouldn't knock on each other's doors. We would just walk into each other's rooms.
See, now that would bother me. You can't just walk. If my door is closed.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Yeah. But I mean, what I'm doing. She and I, we were like like sisters, so it didn't even matter. Like, there wouldn't be anything that I'm hiding from her behind the door. So,
but what if and vice versa. Moment? Like, she didn't know your man was there, right?
No, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
You got a knock.
He could have been busting it down.
And that's what I mean. Like, we ended up having to have a conversation about it, but like, it was cool.
All right, now let's talk about what our men are wearing, because this whole romp him thing has been going crazy. On social media, it's gone viral. Men wearing these romp, they call it a romp him, because we have rompers, so they have romp hims.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about men wearing a romp him, and what exactly is a romp him? Because I have to explain. It's not like a baggy coverall situation, like a Carhartt suit or anything like that. Yeah.
Right, because I think Balmain and Alexander Wang, they had some nice overalls, like one pieces for guys.
I feel like Supreme.
Yeah, it's a jumpsuit. That's what it's called.
Like a jumpsuit.
Yeah, the jumpsuit.
Yeah, a man in a jumpsuit.
I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like the H&M Balmain did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They had a nice jumpsuit for guys.
That okay. I can get with. A guy
Me
wearing
too.
A jumpsuit.
It looks kind of fire.
Yeah. My thing with the jumpsuit is cool, but with the romp hems, it's the short shorts that I would have a problem.
Very fitted. No, no,
with. Did y'all watch the Kickstarter? Because you know that's where it came from. It was a Kickstarter. That thing.
But this went really viral. I don't even know how that happened, but it turned into like, is this the new fashion thing for men?
Yeah, for men. And
I thought it was a joke.
All of the Instagram comedians are making videos and memes, and it's just going out of control.
Yeah, because Corey Holcomb said to us today, he said, listen, you can wear it, it just has to be baggy. But then that's not really a romp him.
Nah, I don't know about that.
And even if I don't know if it's baggy shorts,
but I just feel like the shorts should be of an appropriate length. Like, I don't want to see a guy in, like, Daisy Dukes.
No, and I don't want to see him in, like, the safari romper. Like, think of it for a woman, you know, like that safari one piece that a woman might wear that might come to the knees, and it's like a one piece.
And it's fitted.
And it has buttons.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a guy wearing that.
Right, Cam Newton had one on recently, and it had like flower print on it, like little flowers.
Oh my
so did
God.
He get away with it, you think? Like, it's fine.
It had a drawstring around the waist. It was black.
I feel like now,
like,
if
Russell
you see
Westbrook
a dude,
could get away with it.
He probably could get away with it. But if you see a dude out at this point wearing it, it's for the attention.
Right.
Because so it's like, you want people to either clown you or talk about you. Like,
remember did you see the video? They thought Young Joe had on one. But it was
they couldn't
pieces.
Wait to
right. I thought he had one. It was blue. Yeah. It was a two piece. Oh, he probably untucked that shirt real quick. Like, no.
wait.
My shirt it disconnects.
And the thing about it, like, for us, right? When I wear, first of all, I love rompers. Let's be clear. Let's. Like,
I love.
My favorite.
I love wearing a jumpsuit. Mm-hmm.
But it's
even
difficult.
Though I officially have retired the ice skater outfit jumpsuit that the custom cheap looking one. Mm-hmm. It's over. That's it.
Well, the only problem with these is that when you go out, it's really hard to pee. Like, when you have, like, buttons.
No, you have to take your whole titties out. Yeah,
your
whole titties out.
Did y'all see the meme where a dude with the romp him was at the urinal?
Yeah.
He had his
bubble gum. He just turned around like, oops.
So do men, when they wear the romp him, they have to take it all off, too?
Yeah, they got to get butt ass. Every time they got to pee.
At the urinal. Now,
yeah,
see,
that's the weird part about it.
Like, you guys can't wear
jumpsuits.
Imagine
walking in a urinal and a line of dudes.
And they're all like, assed out. Shoulders bare.
Oh,
how you doing,
God,
man?
What's up, bro?
And then I would feel like the romp him would, like, dip into the urinal, maybe, like, when you
it's
have
too
to...
much. It's too much.
And guys, like, they don't just go use the private bathroom when they pee. They always use a urinal.
Use the urinal.
Yeah.
Because it's weird if they do that. I don't know. All right, now there's other men's fashion that have been making a splash. You see, Pharrell is, like, the face of Chanel now, and he's wearing the Gabrielle women's bag. What do you think about that?
Pharrell actually wears jumpsuits a lot. Like,
romp hims or jumpsuits?
I haven't seen him in a romp him. He might have, though. He probably could pull it off.
Pharrell
is so
little.
Yeah,
he could pull it off.
Yeah.
He has a lot of fluidity with what he can wear.
There's a handful of men who could pull that off. And
there are.
I think Pharrell would be one because he's so little.
I can't see, like, Junebug from the block
romp him.
On the corner in one.
Yeah, like little Ray Ray from the hood.
Yeah.
No, you can't be, like, shooting dice with a romp him on.
Yeah. And some chancleta.
And a purse.
The worst combo.
But yeah, so let's talk about because Pharrell is the face of Chanel. This is the first time he's a man to promote these women's bags. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were on a date with a man, Young Thug, by the way, has a purse that I have also, which kind of
the LED boy bag.
Yeah. I got the LED boy bag from Chanel and he has it also. But anyway.
I wonder what he puts in that bag.
He puts his makeup.
Hopefully it's weed and a gun.
No, yeah, it's not weed and a gun. It's he puts
not
his bronzer,
that
his bronzer,
his lip gloss,
his
concealer,
eyeliner,
his brush
maybe
to apply,
he can brush his edges, yeah.
Some edge control.
But if a guy showed up to pick you up on a date
tampon?
And he had that bag, would it be weird to you?
It would be very weird. I'd be like, oh, you brought me a gift.
I wouldn't go on a date.
Like, that's mine.
Did you bring that for me?
But would you still go? Would it be weird? Would you have
I think
an issue?
I would investigate. I really want to know what you're carrying in that bag.
Like, what's in here? Let's talk about what's in my bag and then what's in your bag.
I have a friend that carries a bag.
Is it a purse or is it a bag?
No, he carries like a duster.
What's a duster?
Like the duster that your bag comes in.
Oh.
Like where your shoes comes in. It's like
weird.
A little one.
He's
but it
ratchet.
Has, he's,
I thought that's where people
he's
kept drugs at.
Oh. Yeah, it has like
how
it has like his
that?
Money.
That's the one thing
I Cosmo.
He carries this little notebook around with him, right? So he has his notebook, his pill bottle, his money, his cigarettes, his lighters, his chargers. Like, damn. He carries all of this stuff. Yeah, and, like, and it'll be like a Giuseppe bag. Like,
why don't he just get a regular bag?
That's
why
what I told him. I told him, like, if you're going to carry a bag, go get you, like, a little shoulder, little zip up, little camera like bag. Or something.
What about a crossbody?
For me, the only bag a or guy like a book bag. Carrying is a book bag.
A book bag. A like, get you a cute little Louis book bag and throw all your drugs and stuff in there.
Watch attention with that duster.
He carries it. Like, I want to grab your bag. He carries it, like, and he, like, carries it. And he'd be like, where's my bag? Like,
I see. Now, would you rather a man carry
his wallet is in there?
So you would rather he carry a purse than a duster?
I would rather him carry a backpack, something, but something masculine. A purse or a duster?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll take the duster.
I'll take the duster. Okay. Because you ain't finna be with me and your bag better than mine. Hold on.
Oh, I don't even care about that. It's just too feminine.
It's way feminine.
I like my man to be really... No, that's too feminine.
Fanny pack is too grandpa.
No, amusement parks.
I like fanny packs.
Grandpa like wears fanny the fanny pack to the amusement pack.
Yeah. Grandpa is going to be...
A manny pack.
The grandpa is going to be at Great Adventure with the fanny pack.
Right. Like, for me, I like my men really masculine and, you know, strong. And I like the, you know, manly man type. A man purse, like, the only, like I said, the only bags that I feel like a guy should be carrying besides his luggage is, like, a backpack and a shave kit bag, you know,
the
like
toiletry the docker bag.
Yeah, that's exactly the toiletry kit. Bag, you know, that they sell at Louis Vuitton that is for men, you know, those are the only bags I think men should own.
Does it have to be name brand? What if he
maybe
has like
a briefcase, even if it's a generic one, you know, the shaver kit bag.
It's a docker bag.
Yeah, the docker bag. Yeah. Thank you. Now I know what it's called.
So what about like a crossbody bag, like one of those like messenger bag?
Are you
messenger? Exactly. Are you going to bring me mail?
I always have felt
there's a picture of Drake on the internet from a couple of days ago I saw, and he had this bag next to him with all his money in it. And it was like a Louis Vuitton bag. It was about this big, and it looked kind of masculine. Like something like that, maybe like a camera bag or something. But like a real like purse, like no.
Unless you're Pharrell.
Not even.
I mean, Pharrell's getting paid a lot to carry that bag around.
He's not even doing
it
for
fashion. Let's keep it real. No man that we know is going to turn down an endorsement situation with Chanel.
Nope.
I will always support a black person being the face of Chanel.
Right.
Man, woman, carrying a bag, not carrying a bag.
Now, what are some things that men could wear that are turnoffs to us? Now, I'm going to start it off. I hate when men wear thong sandals.
Oh, me
too. Chancletas, they call them. I don't like that. You could wear the slide.
I like that. Yeah, I like the slides.
Nothing in between your toes.
But the thong thing, thong and man just don't go together. Like, no thong sandal, no thong to thongs.
Nothing, no
thongs. All right, what are some other things that are turnoffs? I have a whole list.
I don't like the capris. I don't like manly capris. I don't like too much leg and ankle in the pants.
I don't like when men
either shorts or a long pants.
I don't like when men wear shorts that are so long they might as well be like they come all the way down to your ankle.
Right.
I don't like to see guys in jeggings, especially like guys with real big thick legs and they look their jeans look like real tight.
What do you mean jeggings? What's that?
Like tight
ass jean
leggings.
I like guys wearing fitted jeans.
Not a big guy in tight ass pants.
Like a guy with something like this.
No, that's too tight.
That's what you're
right. No, but
no, that's too tight.
And of course, but I like hate to see a guy sagging.
I don't like my guys. Like right now, I don't think it looks good for a guy to wear baggy jeans, big jeans.
No, it's not on trend right now, but that don't mean you can fit into my jeans.
No. Not high waist fitted. No.
What about like a Steve Harvey suit?
What is a Steve Harvey suit?
We going
like
to church?
Ill-fitted.
Like the big, crazy like colors. The top is like mad long and then the pants are like wide.
Oh my God, that's the big shoulder.
There's nothing worse than a man
suit.
in the wrong size suit. Like he tried.
You have to get it tailored. You got to.
Yeah.
And I mean, because it's hard. Like I think for men, if a man is going to wear a suit, that suit better be popping. Like you better get it like tailored. It better fit right. It can't be long. Like it can't be bunching up at the bottom. It can't be sagging on top. It has to fit right if you're going to wear a suit.
No 3 for $99 from Men's Warehouse, fellas.
It doesn't do the same thing for us. Like a man in a fitted suit is...
Yes.
Yeah. That will do it to you.
Like we could wear cheap $9.99 dresses. It don't matter. But you can't wear no cheap suit.
Nah.
Because it's just too obvious. We're just trying to help. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know what else I hate jeans and dress shoes on men.
Oh, not a jean and a shoe.
Yeah, I can feel that.
But people do it so often.
They don't know. Because they're like, okay, it's a dressy, it's kind
like
of
a hard bottom shoe.
Right.
What a pair of jeans. Yeah, jeans. I don't like
and
it
And then
either.
The cuffs at the bottom of the jeans, too.
Oh, no.
But what
no,
about
no.
pleats in the front? Like down
oh,
there.
Like creases?
Mm-mm.
That's that down south shit.
We're just trying to help guys if anybody's getting offended by any of this. I'm just saying what we don't. I'm sure there's things that men don't like that we wear.
Lashes, I'd love to hear that.
Makeup. All the time. You think a man should take his hat off when you guys go to a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. Especially if you're in
a nice restaurant.
Nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're eating at the Applebee's, all right, fine, keep your hat on. But if we're at Noble or
something.
Yeah,
because you don't want anybody to see you in there. That's
exactly. I'm going to probably wear my hat at Applebee's. But like if you're at something nice, if you're at Hunting Fish or Noble or something like that,
I mean,
take your hat off.
Yeah. What about a sheer shirt on a man?
Oh, no.
What if it's
Tiffany's
like...
Tiffany's thinking. She's like, maybe.
Because when you said sheer shirt, I'm thinking of, like, you know when they have the red, green, and yellow, like, Jamaican flag, like...
Oh, the mesh.
No. But that's mesh.
That's not sheer, though. That's mesh.
That is... You're not into that?
You like the mesh shirt?
No. Yeah, I'm kind of... I think it's funny.
Okay, I don't like it.
Funny or hot?
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Okay.
No, I'm mad.
You're angry.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
What about the mesh shirt with some jean shorts?
Come on.
And a dress shoe.
And a bit of hard bottom.
And a purse. Let's put it all together. What about jewelry on a man?
There's men right now taking off item by item as we go.
Right.
I don't mind the mesh shirt because I'm half Caribbean anyway, so you know.
Yeah, what if it's the parade?
That's a special occasion.
What
you can't
about
special
you,
occasion right doesn't count.
What? Sorry.
Gigi, you yes. like it? You like the mesh shirt?
I don't hate it, but I think if I see a guy with a mesh shirt on, I'm going to automatically assume that he's Caribbean. Because non-Caribbean guys aren't wearing that shirt.
I'm just trying to think of who's wearing it. Like, what guy is, I don't know.
What about a basketball jersey? A guy shows up in a jersey.
And he's not a basketball player?
Not now.
Well, first of all, even if he is a basketball player, why doesn't he show up in his jersey?
Bad guy? Jersey. Football jersey, soccer jersey, hockey jersey.
No, I don't
jersey,
like it. It's over.
And 25
that's like
chains.
So many years ago. Like,
with a
t-shirt.
25 chains. Three
your
bracelets and a Rolex.
Jerseys are not
and
it.
Some golds
it's
at the
not,
bottom.
It's
a little
quiet
flipper.
For jerseys.
Gigi got very, very explicit in her description.
He gonna listen to this too. He just gonna be happy that we was talking about him.
So you like it. You like it though.
I be clowning him. I be telling him, don't wear that shit. Take but I be like, why you gotta have on 18 though. Chains? He be like, all right, I'm gonna tuck half of them in. But you still got them on.
Yeah,
looking
in.
Like a rapper. Why you wanna walk around looking like Lil Boosie all the day?
So you
time?
Don't mind. So all right, so guys with chains on.
Oh my
a
God.
Couple of chains is okay, depending on
the
you know
chains,
what they look
the chains,
like.
The style of jewelry now with men has changed. There was once a time that it was on trend. Every guy was wearing a kilo, the Cuban link kilo.
Jay.
Now guys are like wearing chokers.
Chokers?
Yes, they're wearing a bunch of little diamond chains. That's what guys are wearing.
Wait,
now.
Is that a choker though?
No,
you're
it's
not like
a
choker
that's
the one
you're
wearing.
Practically a choker.
But like a necklace that just falls along the collarbone.
And
okay.
They're wearing exactly like your chain is longer than what the men are wearing.
Yeah, they're
now.
Wearing it like
a man
like
a choker is next level. I'm saying
they're like
that I can't get with.
And they're like diamond, little dainty like chains.
So they're not any longer, you're saying they're not like the thick
it's chain. Not guys aren't wearing the kilos anymore.
It's daintier.
And all, yeah, it's a lot daintier.
But layered.
Yeah, layered, exactly. It's not two chains, it's four chains.
Okay.
Yeah, but just like man and thong, I don't think man and dainty should be put
I agree.
Together
that's
either.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I agree. I like the kilo. Like let's go for
let's
it.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah, let's just
not like
go
the little tennis
it.
Bracelet.
No.
I think when it comes to jewelry, you got to do it in moderation and it has to go with the outfit and where you're going.
Right.
What about a pinky
like,
ring?
You don't.
I like a pinky ring.
It depends. You know,
I
if
like
you got a nice watch
and
on
like,
and, it, and your ring match your watch, it's not like no
yeah,
big.
For me, a
dumb
nice,
looking,
nice earrings. Yeah. For me, yeah. Nice earrings and a watch and even rings is nice for me. I like that.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I like a nice watch. I like a guy with a nice watch always. Like, just a nice watch and some nice earrings.
I
like
prefer
them.
A watch over anything else.
Just
yeah.
a watch.
You don't need anything else.
Right. If you're going to invest in something, invest in,
yeah.
a, nice
in a nice watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I true. Agree. I agree.
Now, what about if a guy wears, because, you know, we wear costume jewelry.
No.
I didn't even get to the question. What if his stuff isn't, or some of it's real, some of it's not? Just because he's like, I mean, why am I spending all that money? Everyone's going to think it's real anyway.
So
then
mixing?
Don't wear it. You don't do it.
That's a hard one.
I don't want anything to do with a guy that wants to even think about wearing fake jewelry. Like, you're doing the most.
Women are wearing costume jewelry for the style, not because I'm trying to trick you that I have like two gold necklaces on.
Right. That my dainty necklaces are real.
No.
When I got it from the when I got it from the back of the store.
So not only is it dainty, it's fake too.
Dainty. We call that a fainty. My fainty necklaces. They're not even chains, they necklaces.
That's great.
All right, and then everybody was talking about this picture of Lil Uzi Vert. Did you see this picture?
No.
All right.
With the shoulder shirt.
No.
I'm gonna show her. And he had a Goyard bag.
Shoulder shirt, Goyard bag, choker, spike choker. Nanette was a real choker.
What was the event?
He was on stage somewhere, and supposedly the shirt is like a $2,300 shirt from
who cares? Exactly.
But it was like
who cares?
Off the shoulder, ripped, hanging. It was real like, hey girl.
No, I love luxury. I love designer, but I'm not looking at that. No.
Now Tank got upset.
And he has on really tight jeans with the knees ripped out the holes. I mean, with the holes.
He does kind of have on a choker.
That's a choker.
Yeah, that's a choker.
Y'all think I'm playing. Go look at the Migos. They wear those dainty chains all the time. I'm telling you, every rapper is wearing them.
Now, here's the thing that Tank said, and I want to see what you think about it. He said, basically, hold on, I want to look for it exactly because I don't want to misquote him, but he doesn't understand what the big deal is about him wearing this because he said, you know what? At the end of the day, he's just showing his own...
Personal style,
right? He said, I've never seen so many grown black men speak out against young black kids fighting to earn a living in this already difficult world. Yes, they're different, but so is MJ and Prince. Y'all still celebrate those men highly with no thought to their differences.
First of all, you can't compare Michael Jackson and Prince's style. Like, stop. It wasn't... Michael Jackson never dressed as sweet as Prince. It's not the same.
No.
They also were like, their style was something completely new and done. That's nothing new. It just looks like women's clothing.
Exactly.
That's not like inventing the wheel.
But Prince did... First of all, I love Prince. He's my favorite ever. Mm-hmm. But he did used to wear like crop tops with his...
Yeah, he used to wear high heels.
But that was a completely look. Like he had a full look and a full moment.
An outfit.
Yeah, like his hair, everything was like...
And he was Prince.
And it was his thing. Like he did it all the time. It wasn't just one day he just decided to wear heels and makeup. Like,
no.
That was
and
like his everyday.
And he had blouses on. Remember shirts mm-hmm. versus blouses?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So why are we giving people such a hard time about if they're expressing them?
It's just not the same. Like she said, it was a total look, and that's just a man wearing women's clothing.
Not only was it a total look, listen to the type of music that Prince and Michael Jackson sang.
But Michael
listen
Jackson,
to this music.
But Michael Jackson
and listen to this music
can't
that
even
these guys
in this category. MJ
I know.
Can't
okay,
even.
Right, right.
MJ can't. It's not
like the style of music is different these days. Like that, the style of music back then wasn't guns and money and hoes and strippers and ass shaking and make it clap and turn up and da da da. Like you can't be like, oh, bitch, this, hoe that, money, this, shake your ass, but your pants are tighter than mine. Like it just don't kind of glow.
I think it's interesting for someone to be in that whole genre of like music and then want to not look like what you would stereotypically think of when you see somebody
like
saying
look at Young
those
Thug.
Things. Yeah,
point exactly. My point.
Young Thug. He has my purse. Which I thought was very limited. No, I'm kidding.
You thought you had the only one?
I didn't think I had the only one, but he fucking wore it on stage. It's over for me now. Now I'm like, can I wear this purse? Young Thug wore it first. Who wore it best?
It was flopping around.
Imagine
he didn't even wear the purse. The purse wore him because this shit was flopping around. He couldn't even control it.
Yeah, you don't perform with a purse on. You could tell he's new to this.
And he had it like under his jacket.
But that's what I'm saying. People do things for attention. It's not because this is who you are. This is like true self-expression. Like, I don't give a fuck what people think about me when I wake up in the morning. Like, this is me being creative. And like, this is how you dress is a form of self-expression.
Right.
Doing something for attention is completely different. So functionally, like performing with a purse, like like a female artist wouldn't do that.
Right.
So why do you feel the need to do that?
Right, that's weird.
Like, the intention is, it's for something else.
He's like, look at me. I want y'all to talk about the fact that I have a purse.
Right, and it, he right. probably
and
did.
Look what we're doing.
It's probably about a stylist.
So that's why
anyway.
You can't be mad at it, because you're doing it for the attention. So then let these types of conversations go on.
Right. I believe mm-hmm. it's actually mm-hmm. his.
No, it's probably his girlfriend's, or it's a stylist.
Oh, they
you know
share
what
it.
I mean? I'm sure he's not like the owner of that
person. She probably be like, she probably be like, Jeffrey,
he had it on her. He had it on in the car. Like, yeah, y'all mad?
Yeah, it's probably a stylist's first.
Now, in the bedroom, you know, we have sexy things that we could wear, lingerie. Do men have lingerie?
They got the cheetah banana
net. Hammock.
Hammock, right. The cheetah print banana hammock. Like a thong, like a G-string, a guy's yeah. G-string.
I had a terrible experience one time.
Not saying
with
that I like
man
that.
Man in that?
He didn't have on a, well, it kind of. When I was in college, I dated this guy. Not only did I walk into his room and he had on cheetah print
tidy whities.
Yeah. Underwear, like thighs showing fully. But he also had a waterbed.
Oh. So he prepared this night especially for you.
Yeah, it was so creepy. I walked in, he was like floating on his bed.
Cheetah, giggity, giggity.
Mad awkward. I was like, what's going on in here?
See, that's kind of sad, because we complain when guys don't put in any effort, and
we're
always the
effort.
One. Yeah, he put in effort. It was a fail.
You
can
tell
but
he put extra water in the bed.
He was doing the most.
He put extra water.
I don't even want a guy to put too much effort. Just a shower and some boxer briefs, and right. I'm fine. Like, that's perfect.
So nobody's ever had on anything weird? Like, what? We just like guys to be like regular.
Yes.
Shirt off. Box
yes.
Briefs.
I don't want no mangerie. No, 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 no.
The most I would want to see you in is maybe a nice pair of pajama pants.
Okay. What about
I love gray sweatpants.
What
that's
about
amazing.
Silk? Can a man
but that's
wear
not
silk?
Bedroom.
Yeah.
Attire.
To bed? Like maybe I don't know, pajama pants maybe, but
maybe no, but then
that's
gonna be like the TLC you know what they wore in the Creep video, so no
so no silk boxes.
That was satin.
Like,
that was satin.
Satin.
Yeah,
silk satin.
No.
I like the boxer briefs and maybe a nice pair of pajama pants in the winter, you know, if it's a little chilly.
What about a robe? A robe is fine.
Yeah, a robe is fine.
Yeah, a robe is cool.
Robe is fine.
Like
as long
that.
As it isn't silky
you could
or satin.
Put the robe on with nothing else and that would be
And
that
would be fine.
Good.
Yeah, especially as long as it's a big robe,
a big,
you know,
big,
nice robe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we get back to this waterbed? Has anybody ever been on a waterbed?
I've never slept on a waterbed.
No.
My mom had one when I was little.
She did?
Yeah.
It was popping? Like, did you be like, kind of
I hope it wasn't
I was
popping.
Like really young, so I wasn't really.
Do they make those?
But I know it broke.
They
Wait,
still
did
make
you get
them.
On the waterbed, Ange?
I feel like I did sit on the waterbed at some point. I was in college at the time, and he lived back at home, so it didn't really last that long.
Yeah.
After that, I was 18, he was 24.
Yeah.
The idea of a waterbed was crazy.
He thought he was impressing this young thing coming to his house.
He was like, and
you
the
guys
way he was like
riding
on the
wave.
Like, literally.
The way he was laying in the bed was mad weird, too.
He was all stretched out.
Yeah, it was
Ta-da.
Like a painting.
I have had an experience where a guy had all silk sheets, like top, bottom, pillowcase.
I
didn't know that you would slide off the bed.
Yes, I was going to say, that sounds
yeah.
like a
no, yeah, smoke. I had satin sheets in my home a few times and everything slides off. Like,
yep.
You know how when you're going, this is funny. You know how when you're going to make your bed and you do this with the sheets
yeah.
and then you like let it fall on
and it
the
would
bed?
Just keep on going.
It'll what? Fall and be like,
yep.
It has happened to me so many times. And you sweat on those sheets. They're mm-hmm. not good. Yeah. They're not practical at
and
all.
Can you imagine the cum stains?
Mm-mm. No, and I'm telling you, mines are black. Mines are black.
That
so
probably
you
doesn't
see
everything
on black. Yeah. Oh my god.
Black sheets are weird to me too.
That's like a one and done.
Yeah, it is a one
yeah,
and done.
You
black sheets,
recycle
one and
that.
Done.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
no, with black sheets, I don't think I would like black sheets on my bed. But I don't know. I do white, and I do like cream.
I brought I, yeah, one time. White. I brought my ex over to my apartment. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time, and I had the satin sheets on the bed, and he's like. He's like, what are you doing in here? Like, what do you think is going
to
happen?
He had to laugh at it.
He was like, put the cotton sheets back on the bed, Stephanie. I was like, what?
What about free balling? What about guys free balling?
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
Like, no, nothing. Like, yeah, out and about, though. Like, put his jeans on with nothing.
Well, if he had on a romp him, I wouldn't advise the free ball.
Right. No free balling in the romp him.
I feel like if it's a quick, you know, a quick, like, 1-2, you know what I mean? Like, he had to put it on. He was going to pick something up and then came back in the
house. I know guys who just are free ballers for life.
Nah, I don't really know guys who do that.
So they don't own underwear, period.
Why? Why do they do that?
I don't know why.
But you know what? You should give them. Listen, you should give them the advice to put underwears on because it's going to make their balls sag.
And I would feel like it make your butthole like
it's not irritating.
Like no, exactly. Like everything just hanging around.
Yeah.
But it's seriously. That's why I tell. That's why I make sure my son wears boxer briefs all the time. I don't let him wear boxers, the loose ones. I tell guys all the time, you have to wear like you have to support them. It's just like breasts. They're gonna sag, and you're gonna have old man balls before your time. So
at what age do you have your son, like what age do they start wearing boxer briefs?
My son is going to be 11 years old. He's been wearing briefs since I took him out the Pampers.
Like underwear though, like regular tidy whities.
Yeah, regular tidy whities since I took him out the Pampers. Mm-hmm. And you know, they make the boxers, you know, the regular boxers for small kids, you know, to train them like that to wear those underwears. But I want my son to be used to, you know, keeping his balls tight and nice so his girl could be happy.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. I get ingrown hair all the time when I shave, but since I started using Bevel, it doesn't happen to me.
Ingrown hairs are annoying.
Yeah, plus it looks like herpes.
Bevel's here to save the day.
All right, well, up to 80% of black men and women experience razor bumps, and up to 30% of all men and women experience razor bumps. You know when guys get razor bumps like on the back of their neck or
ooh,
on their
or
face?
Around their chin right here?
I like to rub a smooth face. You don't have to be a part of the
statistic
anymore when you start shaving smarter with Bevel. 9 out of 10 Bevel customers continue to come back because they see the results. A clean shave that leaves their skin smooth and reduces razor bumps and irritation. And you know Father's Day is around the corner.
Hey, Zaddy.
Zaddy, Zaddy, Zaddy. Y'all got a Zaddy?
I have a Zaddy.
All right, well, I suggest you go ahead and get him something for Zaddy's Day.
Zaddy's Day.
Okay, you know he needs something better than that last minute, whatever you was going to give him. Plus, y'all be smashing all the time anyway. He's tired of that. He needs to shave. Surprise him with his first bump-free shave by getting him a Bevel. And right now, you can get $30 off a 90-day supply of the Bevel Shave System when you visit getbevel.com/lipservice. That's GETBEVEL.com/lipservice to save $30 on a 90-day supply of the Bevel Shaving System. Give the gift of a smooth, bump-free shave with Bevels because bumps are never good unless we're talking about our bump, which is our butt. We're going to play a little game. I want to see how dirty y'all minds are. So we're going to go around the room and you cannot think. You just have to answer the first word that comes to your mind, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, Gigi, we'll start with you.
Okay.
And you don't have no time. Just first word. Erect.
Yum.
Nice.
I'm going to give you a different word because you have too much time to think. All right, Tiffany, pussy.
Well, pink is on my mind.
Stephanie, choke.
Oral, like that's like a blow.
One
job,
word,
right?
Stephanie.
Oral. I said an oral.
Gigi, nipple.
Ring.
All right. Tiffany, wet.
Dick.
Wait now, hold on. I don't know if that's good.
Because usually when you're wet, you want some dick.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, all
listen,
right.
Listen, that's associate word association. Word
I was just thinking a wet dick. Like, why is
that's
dick
nice.
Wet? A lot of guys that's like their nice. Dick wet before anything happens. All right. Stephanie, glory.
Glory hole. Oh, yes. Oh, my
John
God.
John Legend and Common won an Oscar for their God. Song in the movie.
Let me tell you, my current favorite porn right now is a glory hole porn. How did you know, Angela?
I can look at you. I can read your
That's
mind.
That's my favorite porn right now. I don't know what's wrong with me. What type of psycho
Explain
shit
what's it called so we can all go Google
I don't
it.
Even know what it's called. It's in my search history, all right?
All right, all right. Glory hole. All right, Gigi. Deep.
Pussy.
Nice.
Tiffany, cheeks.
Open.
Damn, anal girl. All right.
It's all that shit we were talking about earlier. I know. With the beads.
Stephanie, finger.
Finger, boring. What are you doing with fingers?
It could be fun.
I don't know, Gigi, man. Tongue.
Kiss.
Oh, you're sweet.
Oh, baby.
Tiffany, squirt.
What?
Next.
Stephanie, sausage.
Sausage? Party. Party.
You guys are answering fast enough. Don't repeat the word. You just answer, okay? Gigi, hard.
Cock.
Cock. Do people use that word?
Gigi uses it.
You're hard cock. Somebody use cock in a sentence.
Suck my hard cock.
Oh, man.
As a guy, do guys use
is
the word cock?
Is there a clean way to use cock?
Caucasian guys use
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
cock.
Rooster.
Hello. Yeah, but use it in a sentence.
And okay.
The cock woke me up this morning.
Come on. That wasn't you could be like,
I was woken up this morning by some hard cock.
I can't. I don't know.
I was woken up this morning by some hard cock.
What a beautiful cock.
I'm done, y'all.
All right. Where are we at? Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Come.
Sperm? I don't know.
Oh, she got technical. I thought you were going to say throat.
Oh.
You disappointed me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to disappoint you.
All right, Gigi, suck.
Me.
There you go.
That was a good one.
And here's your last one, bro. Tiffany. Vibrate.
Lilo? What was the shit we were talking
Lilo.
About?
Lilo. You're just thinking about the conversation we had before this.
That's the top of mind.
That's what the problem is. All right, so I think we learned a lot of different things today about men. We really spent a lot of time talking about men's fashion, but it has been like a hot topic lately. Like, what are these men wearing and what are we attracted to? What are we not attracted to?
Would you guys deal with a man who dresses terribly when you first started dating him? But
I have.
You groomed him, right?
I tried. So I had one boyfriend that I think the majority of men don't really dress that well, like majority, right? Yeah. They don't care that much. So I had one boyfriend that used to wear like wrinkle-free shirts from JCPenney. Those shirts that like you never have to iron. They just come out like unwrinkled. I don't know how this happens.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah. So he was the worst. And then I had a boyfriend. I love when a guy can dress really well, though. I think that's nice. And dressing well doesn't even mean like you have to wear name brand stuff.
Right.
It just means that
you put it together.
Yeah. Really nicely. I had one guy that I dated that I actually told him, listen, we went shopping together and I helped him pick out like some things that I thought would be helpful. And he actually liked it because he said he wore some of the stuff and people were like, oh, I really like those shirts. I really like that. It's nice because business wise, I was trying to tell him when you're out and about, you want to stand out. Like you want people to be like, not that you have to get dressed up, but you want people to be like, oh, I really like those, you know, shoes. I really like your watch. I really like your shirt. Because it does help people be like, okay, that person stands out in my mind because.
Yeah.
You know, of how they dress. It shows your individuality instead of just wearing some regular.
I mean, it's your first impression when you see somebody, what they have on.
Right. But I'm my friend, she's actually dating somebody right now and she hates the way he dresses.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, you know, go buy him some clothes, buy him a couple things. But I said, be careful because he's going to start acting. You know, he's gonna start acting like
he's gonna start feeling himself.
Right. He feels himself. That's exactly what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're dating somebody who dresses really well, like you know, they have a certain way of being.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they know, they act like they dress like that.
I actually prefer somebody who doesn't dress that well.
They're easier to deal with.
Do you help them?
They're easier to deal with.
Because Tiffany, that has to be for you working in fashion. You have to feel like, okay, I gotta.
Yeah, I actually don't mind it. Like I'd rather you dress. Like you're not competing with me because I used to date guys who only dress well, and that never ended
well.
The way no, I they wanted act to the way go. They dress, yeah, they act the way like, they dress.
And then the last guy I was dating, he used to take longer than me to get dressed in the morning.
My ex boyfriend was like that too. He used to take so
long. Oh my god! And then he had like curly hair. He used to
get
put,
ready,
like
some type of activator.
I was like, you gotta go.
Hold on, I gotta.
Don't
get
be using my hair
popping.
Products.
No, that's why I told her. And you know, she her previous relationship was a nightmare. So you know, this one is going well. The only thing she can't stand the way he dresses. He dresses like a Puerto Rican hick.
Like, what does that mean?
And you know, she's not even
like,
Puerto
what does
Rican.
He wear?
She's
what does
white.
He wear?
He wears like he shops at Marshall's.
Okay,
so he's wearing shit deals. from 17 seasons ago.
Oh, you know what I mean?
And he likes wearing.
At
like,
least he's not spending his money for.
He has a right side of things. He just bought a jersey and it's like says El Chapo on it.
No,
and
it's like, does he know El Chapo's in jail?
I'm like, oh my God. So, but I told her, I was like, you know, you got to pick your poison. You might just want to just deal with this because then you're going to dress him like your ex. You're going to dress him like your ex and he's going to start acting like your ex.
I enjoy doing makeovers and stuff for people. Like a guy that, like guys that I'm dating, I like to, if it's like a holiday, their birthday, or even just a regular day, like to buy you something I think would
be a little bit of grooming.
Nice for you.
Yeah.
Like I don't like when people don't have nice luggage.
Yeah,
like, I don't like when you have like beat up luggage or sort of torn up,
or
like
travel without luggage. I had somebody travel with like a plastic shopping bag.
Yes, that's
no way.
And I was just like, if you
I've
don't
never
go
a
by,
garbage bag of clothes.
If you don't go buy a bag, or like I saw a guy in the airport one time and he had one of those Victoria's Secret tote bags and he was by himself.
From his girl.
He was by himself maybe with a Victoria's Secret tote bag. It had like sequins on the side and I was just like,
well, maybe he shops there and he has some cheetah print underwear and a water bed. No, but I do think like certain things, luggage you're gonna have forever and you're gonna always need it. So why not invest in some
I always like having some cute luggage. Me and G just bought some nice luggage.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. And what about like, okay, so what if he has on like a Michael Kors watch?
No. Apple Watch. Go Apple Watch. Just get an Apple Watch.
That's good advice because it's not more expensive, really.
Even though I like for a guy to have a nice a watch like mine.
Mm-hmm. But some people can't afford that yet.
I mean, the guys I date can.
Right. Or some people are
the
like...
The guy I'm dating, he's a thot. He dresses, he acts like a thot. He dresses
but some
like
guys
a...
can't afford it, but they rather spend their money on other things, too.
But I like
which
it.
Which is true. Yeah.
No, but that's another thing. A guy who can't afford a nice watch and will wear a fossil. You know what I mean? I just feel like your taste is bad. You know, you don't have to get a Rolex with diamonds in it. You could get a nice watch that's not, you know,
a quality
timepiece. I mean, there's so many different ones.
Is that a suggestion, Tiffany? A Movado's a good nice watch that's not a Rolex.
Movado is a granddaddy watch.
Yeah.
It was a like, it's a granddaddy. I mean, it was popping back in the day, but it's
one
a granddaddy
step up
watch.
From Michael Kors.
What like, do you do with all up. Your Movado watches from back then?
She still have them.
I have a couple. What am I supposed to do with it?
You never know. They might come back. They might come back.
But Gucci made a big comeback this year.
Don't throw away things like that. You always hold on to them. That's
right, exactly.
That's a good throwback Thursday picture. Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
What about my
nice
watch? What about my
was Pops a Movado watch? That was my first nice watch. A Movado.
I did. I had a Movado too.
Yeah.
But I used to always wear Swatches.
Swatch. That's my cute. My best friend used to work at Swatch. She used to have all these colorful watches all the time. They were cute.
I had a lot of Swatches.
They were cute. But I like for a guy to have a nice watch. I really do. I like that a lot. I think it matters.
And shoes matter.
Yeah, but like I said, this goes back to what I was saying. When you like the guy that wears a Rolex and, you know, the nice shoes and the in-style clothes and everything is looking together, you have to deal with what comes with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there are some nice guys who...
Yeah.
You know, they could afford it. Maybe don't put it together the right way.
Right,
but
right.
They have like... You know
no, and I don't think
money.
It has anything to because I used to work for somebody who's a millionaire. He doesn't he has a lot of nice watches, but you know if you see him, he probably got on a pair of Vans right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But one thing I do have to say, he does always have like a $25,000-$30,000 watch on, no matter what he's wearing.
Right.
Like it might not look like to some like me, I might not know what it is, but he always has a collection of nice watches.
I don't
just
even
quote myself
a watch like that.
I love watches. I'm very. I wish I had more.
Is that like something I'm supposed to invest in?
I'm an iWatch.
You have nice watches.
What? No, I mean I have.
You have a Rolex.
I have one Rolex.
Yes, and then you have a Movado.
You have a few of them.
I have a Movado.
Got like 20 swatches.
Right.
You look good.
I have a G Star.
I only have one watch.
Is that what it's called? A G Shock.
A G Shock.
Yeah, I have a G Shock watch. I have a couple of those.
They were really in style.
Do people
wear
G Shocks now?
No.
No, I think that's dead.
Those were popping for a second.
Yeah, they were. I had a few.
They were really popping. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have only one watch. I wear it every day.
It's quality over quantity. Exactly. Guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Quality.
What about men and dad hats?
I mean, I like it.
Too bucket many hats. Women are wearing it now. It's like,
yeah, I'm currently wearing a dad hat right now. Hats.
Where are you going?
I just had a vision of Dame Dash for some reason in a bucket hat. He's like the spokesperson for the bucket hats.
Bucket hats aren't coming in style, right? That's not.
Nah.
That's not.
If you're like in a fraternity or something.
Yeah, dad hats. I mean, it depends. I feel like dad hats come in different shapes and sizes. As long as it's the right size. Like, as long as it fits your head nice, I'm okay now, with it.
I mean, if you're in workout gear and you have on, like, a...
Right. If it goes with the outfit, yeah. If it... And, you know, everything is coming together, I don't mind a dad hat.
Can you tell how good a guy is in bed by how he's dressed, you think?
No.
You
know, if you had to guess. Absolutely way. Not.
There's no way to tell?
No. you'll be fooled out here if you think there's
exactly because I know some guys that dress really nice and their sex game is not it's really not so nice. Exactly. So yeah.
All right. So all we can tell about the way a man dresses doesn't really represent much, basically. You never know. You could be dressed like a bum, but you could be a millionaire. You could be dressed mm-hmm. like you got tons of money, but right. you're a scammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get fooled out here, ladies.
Yeah. I feel like when a guy dresses, when he has a lot of nice jewelry and he's wearing a lot of nice clothes.
Be weary.
He's flashy.
He might be a thought. You never know.
He's still renting his place, but he's got nice stuff.
Oh, my God. But what if he's not renting his place and he has all the nice stuff? What does that mean? That means he's a thought.
Does it?
Yes.
As a woman, if we have nice stuff.
Because women love that. Women see a guy dressed like that, they go crazy. Girls love to see a guy dress nice.
Right.
So it's just building options. When a guy dresses really nice like that, his options are building further.
Well, we learned a lot. And I hope a lot of guys listening and a lot of women that were listening today could relate and maybe give some suggestions, you know, to your man. It's okay if you want to help your man out with the way that he's dressed. And guys, hopefully you learn a little bit about how women think. About clothes. It's not just us. I know a lot of us have these conversations. The romp him. If you do have a romp him, please tag us in a picture. We would love to see it and we will repost you.
Yes.
I promise. I promise you. All right. Well, that was lip service. Tiffany Reed, senior fashion editor
at
Cosmopolitan Magazine. By the way, I love your outfit. Can I borrow it?
I was about to say yes.
Sure, yeah, give me a call.
Would it be weird if you dated a guy and he still had the tags on his clothes?
Oh, God.
What?
Would you automatically think he was going to return it?
I popped a tag off a jersey the other day, just to let y'all know.
Off of whose jersey?
Off of his jersey.
He does not return his jerseys.
Oh, my God. Who are you talking about?
He's a hoarder, so he keeps tags. He's like one of those guys that keeps the Timberland thing on the side of his boot.
No, like the little...
he's one of those guys that keeps the thing hanging on.
That's something.
Oh, my God.
He had like some Jordans on and it had this thing hanging off of it. And I tried to take it off and he like moved his foot like, don't touch my tag. And I was just like...
Or like the guy that leaves the little plastic on his phone when he gets...
He's all of that.
He's ratchet.
He's my
your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
Whoever it is.
You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
No, I'm playing with you.
she shut that down real quick.
So like, no, I don't.
Am single, and fabulous. Exclamation point.
All right, looking for a nicely dressed man. All right, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And that was lip service. Thank you, Tiff.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.